This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For many college students, their first math class is a major barrier to graduation. National data show that many students lack college-level math skills when they arrive on campus. Traditionally, those students have been assigned to remedial classes, but research shows most do not pass. To improve student success and boost graduation rates, Rich Kramer reports Wisconsin is joining a growing number of states reforming how math is taught.
It's the first day of spring semester on the UW-Milwaukee at Waukesha campus.
I already took all my stuff downstairs.
Though Shubhangi Stalder has been teaching math for 27 years, she says she still gets jitters as she heads to class.
Yep, first day is always nerve-wracking for everyone, teacher and students.
Just before 1 p.m., around a dozen students file in and take their seats in the white brick classroom.
Hello, come on over. 098108?
Yes.
Yeah. So anywhere you see a yellow piece of paper, that's where you can sit.
Stalder's 2-in-1 math class is a new offering at the Waukesha campus and part of a growing national movement to reform how entry-level college math classes are taught. Traditionally, if a student scored poorly on college entrance exams, they were placed into a remedial class like beginning algebra. Remedial classes don't offer credits toward graduation, but students must pass them before taking a mandatory college-level math class. Stalder says stretching classes across two semesters means students are likely to forget what they learned.
So I was teaching college algebra, and I noticed how many, 50% of the students were not making it. Then even when you do complete innovative style of teaching, it still would not get the pass rate up beyond a certain amount, like 60% was the maximum.
But Stalder says when developmental and college-level courses are merged into one class, students don't forget, and they have a far better chance of passing both. Stephen Ercole is taking Stalder's math class while working full-time as a carpenter 40 minutes from campus. He says finding time to finish homework from a 6-credit math class will be tough, but he expects to pass.
The combined class helps, so it gives me less credits, but it knocks the majority of what I wanted to do for my degree. So I'm trying to go for the business, advertising, marketing kind of ordeal. And this gives me the biggest bang for my buck, essentially.
Alice Pulvermacher is a research project director for the University of Wisconsin System. For the last 3 years, she and dozens of faculty and staff around the state have been undertaking a series of reforms under the UW Math Initiative. Pulvermacher says initial data from campuses offering the 2-in-1 classes show promising results.
So when we look at the number of students that have passed those credit-bearing math courses, if they're in the prerequisite pathway, 34% of them pass from the initial number enrolling. 34% of those students pass, compared to 82% for students that enroll in a co-requisite.
Pulvermacher says the initiative has also made it easier for math credits to transfer between UW campuses, and work is underway to better align courses with the state's technical colleges. UW-Milwaukee Assistant Professor of Mathematics Kevin McLeod says algebra classes have been the default for most college students, especially those who haven't declared majors. But he says not all students need algebra, so the campus and the math initiative are pushing to route more students through classes like statistics or quantitative reasoning.
They've been successful. Certainly the pass rates in those courses have been greater than the pass rates in our traditional algebra courses. And for students who do not need algebra for their majors, this is a very viable alternative.
Despite the improvement, McLeod says around 93% of students still gravitate toward college algebra, which means there is more work to be done. Now, in the math initiative's third year, UW campuses are working to expand these innovative classes while state universities court a wider variety of non-traditional students amid declines in enrollment. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.